was a man born deaf and blind, and he had midnight in his mind. His wrinkled skin by warmth and cold knew if the year was young or old. But light and music meant no more to him than a wall or a locked door. There was no window to that wall, no key to that locked door at all. All day long in his porch he sat, and none knew what he was staring at. He sat so still, so silent there, that one late noon a hunted hare leapt with a little whimpering cry into his lap while hounds went by. Under his cloak, his old hands pressed, its panting body against his breast, he felt his heart against his own, beating in piteous unison. He hid it close and whispering said, "Poor little one, don't be afraid." Then he looked up and he looked round and saw no light and heard no sound. Yet while his pity soothed its fear and the wild hounds bayed on elsewhere, a stranger, ere that day grew dim, paused, looked long, and pitied him. Then gently as the sun's last ray, touched with his hands and went away. Was it his own blind gentleness had given the power its chance to bless? His own blind love that altering fate had made the master's bypath straight. From the dark house they heard a cry, "I see a tree against the sky. Lord, Lord, what wonderful thing is this that fills the earth and sky with bliss? Christ God, according to thy word, the blind man saw, the deaf man